Hi, this is Dan Ratcliffe, and this is the Marietta Daily Journal podcast for Friday, January 8th. Our top stories: Cupid, Sheffield share visions for Cobb and South Cobb. Police say suspect in fatal Buckhead shooting of Cobb's 7-year-old arrested. Marietta armed robbery chase ends in crash and foot pursuit. And the weekly sports update with John Bednarowski. You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Of course, there's also 5 locations right here in Cobb County. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Our top story today: one day before her swearing-in ceremony as the next chair of the Cobb Board of Commissioners, Lisa Cupid doubled down on commitments she made on the campaign trail, namely a focus on a transit referendum, affordable housing, and equity. In a meeting of the South Cobb Business Association on Wednesday, she said, "I think it's also important that we look at the impact that our services and our policies have across the county and across different communities in Cobb. We know by being a part of this community in South Cobb, some of the positive characteristics of Cobb don't necessarily paint the picture for where we live." Moments later, Monique Sheffield, who has replaced Cupid as the county commissioner representing South Cobb, laid out her vision for her district, one that looks more like Cobb's second largest city, Smyrna. "More high-density, high-quality housing," Sheffield said, "will lure commercial development, bringing area residents the amenities enjoyed by other parts of the county. The future District 4 may be similar to our neighbors over in Smyrna, without the density, of course," she said, before adding, "but obviously that will require some level of density for us to get those things or amenities that we've been asking for, and those are the restaurants. But builders are looking for rooftops. We can't have restaurants and those types of business sustain themselves during the daytime if there's no daytime traffic here." Reprising other themes of her campaign, Sheffield said she would push for better code enforcement in her district, as well as changes to the county's zoning ordinance, although she did not detail any suggested changes. For the first time in decades, Democrats are a majority on the county's governing board. Cupid, Sheffield, and East Cobb Commissioner Jerrica Richardson each won their respective races in November, flipping a board that had long been dominated by Republicans. They've downplayed their partisan affiliation, however, saying their decisions won't be determined by party, but county well-being. Special issues aside, Cupid said she has 5 goals as county chair: to govern with openness and transparency, to make intelligent, data-driven decisions, to ensure the county's success is shared by all, to be innovative, and to invest in the county's infrastructure and people. Engineer Solutions of
Georgia. Hey Atlanta, this is Jay and Lewis, owners of Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Lewis, what should a homeowner do if they have a crack in their block wall, corner of their door, window, or concrete foundation?
Well, Jay, if it's a diagonal crack, this lets us know that they should be concerned and there could be a serious problem. Then they should call our office at 678-ESOG-NOW and set up an appointment to have one of our qualified professional technicians come out to their property to take a look at the problem.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to. You can trust Engineered Solutions of Georgia.
Give Engineered Solutions of Georgia a call at 678-ESOG-NOW.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation.
In other news, the suspect wanted for fatally shooting a 7-year-old Cobb County girl while her family drove by Phipps Plaza in Buckhead last month has been arrested, the Atlanta Police Department has announced. 24-year-old Daquan Reed was located and arrested January 6th in Hampton, Virginia by the U.S. Marshals Service, which is partnering with the Atlanta Police on the case. He will be extradited back to Atlanta. The girl, identified as Kennedy Maxey of Mableton, died December 26th after being shot in the head during a December 21st shopping shopping trip with her mother and aunt. According to a news release, at about 9 p.m. on the 21st, police officers responded to a 911 call from Children's Healthcare of Atlanta at Scottish Rite in Sandy Springs about a child being shot. At the hospital, investigators spoke to the victim's aunt, who said she was driving the girl and her mother by Phipps Plaza Mall when she heard several gunshots. The police later identified the girl as Maxie. The aunt continued to drive and a short time later noticed that the victim was acting strangely, the release stated. The aunt realized the child had been shot and drove to the hospital where the victim was taken into surgery in critical condition. Police say the suspect fired at least three shots from his vehicle as he left the Saks Fifth Avenue parking lot after getting into an argument with at least one other individual. Reed, a Virginia resident and convicted felon, was identified as a suspect by the police December 29th when warrants were issued for his arrest on charges of felony murder, possession of a firearm by a convicted felon, possession of a firearm during the commission of a crime, and reckless conduct. We are very appreciative of the work our investigators and the U.S. Marshals put into locating and apprehending Mr. Reed, and we're relieved to know this murderer is no longer roaming anyone's streets, the police stated in the release. You can search all over America, but you'll find America's largest gun store in Cobb County, Georgia. Adventure Outdoors, proud supporter of the Second Amendment and the red, white, and blue, with over 18,000 guns in stock every day. Did you know Adventure Outdoors is also home to one of Georgia's largest shooting ranges, the Remington Range, with basic range memberships starting at only $25 per month, which includes unlimited lane rental, three free firearm rentals per month, free shirt and hat, priority lane placement, and guest passes. Adventure Outdoors also offers family, corporate, and group plans. One of America's top shooting facilities is right here in Cobb County, and for only $25 a month, you can be a member and receive unlimited lane rentals and so much more. Support the Second Amendment and your right to own and bear arms, and practice and learn at Adventure Outdoors Remington Range today. Adventure Outdoors, South Cobb Drive in Smyrna, or online at adventureoutdoors.us. Meanwhile, authorities have released new details about the armed robbery pursuit that sent nearly two dozen police cars racing down Whitlock Avenue and that ended in a crash and foot chase Tuesday night. The incident spurred from a carjacking, Cobb police said, that resulted in a pursuit across the county. According to an update from the Marietta Police Department, Cobb police attempted to apprehend the vehicle, which entered the Marietta city limits. The vehicle crashed near the intersection of Whitlock Avenue and Burnt Hickory Road in Marietta. Cobb police have apprehended two suspects while one escaped on foot. Marietta police say they have posted information about the case on the Nextdoor app, adding that they believe the third suspect has fled the area and do not believe the public to be in any immediate danger. Police have not released any further details on the case. When you have experienced the loss of a loved one, you can trust Carmichael Funeral Home to guide you through the arrangements necessary to create a meaningful ceremony that celebrates the unique life being honored. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, our staff is committed to providing your family with the highest quality care and service in your time of need. In addition, we take pride in our responsibility to lighten your burden as you take the first steps toward healing. No matter what your choice, we believe in lives lived well. Please contact us with any questions regarding your pre-arrangement requests. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, individual attention, providing support to the community, healing lives and grieving hearts, and celebrating lives well lived are our privilege to help. Contact us today or visit us online at carmichaelfuneralhomes.com. Celebrating memories you'll always cherish. Carmichael Funeral Homes. And let's go to sports this week in Cobb with Marietta Daily Journal and MDJ Online sports editor John Bednarowski.
Well, before we get into this week and next week, let's talk about last week. Over the holidays, we had the first flag football state championship, and the Hillgrove Lady Hawks were down there. Unfortunately, they came up 1 point short against West Forsyth, doggone it, it was a good year. We had four Cobb teams make the state quarterfinals in the new sport, so I think we've got a bright future there. We also completed one heck of a holiday season of high school basketball. We had showcases all over the place. A lot of good basketball. I hope some folks had an opportunity to take advantage of that and see some of that over the holidays. And, you know, school's back in session this week. So we've got the meat of the region season schedule starting. We're past the halfway point in many cases of the regular season. Luckily, where COVID has, you know, caused some issues with football, I don't think it has been as widespread in basketball. Yeah, some teams have missed a few games, but for the most part, seems like everything is getting in. So I'm looking forward. We've got, like I said, region schedule, wrestling here in a couple of weeks. We've got the region and state duels will be coming up. The Cobb County championships and swimming will be coming up here pretty soon. So it's good stuff. And hey, let's talk about Monday's national championship game. You know, we got that Cobb County feel in the for Ohio State. We've got Justin Fields playing quarterback. We got Trey Sermon at running back. They starred in the Sugar Bowl last week against Clemson. And then don't forget, on the other side, we've got Jamil Burrows, defensive lineman from McEachern. He's earned some playing time for the Crimson Tide as the season went on. And Devon Baker hasn't seen the field yet, but we've got two on both sides. Somebody's going to get a ring on Monday.
Thanks, John. We look forward to watching the big game Monday night, especially with the Cobb County connections.
This podcast is brought to you in part by AM 920 The Answer, Atlanta's home for news, opinion, and insight. Just go to am920theanswer.com to listen live. That's am920theanswer.com.
Thank you for listening to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. This podcast was produced by BG Ad Group in Marietta, directed by Jacob Sutherland. Please subscribe to the podcast to get the latest hyperlocal news and information from Cobb County's new source, the Marietta Daily Journal. Please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts and be sure to tell your friends.